Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The pace of deal-making is picking up. Billionaires Ranjan Pai and Adar Poonawalla, as well as Swedish buyout firm EQT and Premji Invest, have submitted non-binding bids to buy out the parent company of IPL franchise Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, reports Ashwin Mohan. In his second news break of the day, Ashwin also reports that popular donut chain Mad Over Donuts, operated by Himesh Foods Private Limited, plans to sell a partial stake to raise growth capital. On the India-US trade deal, Adria Chatterjee reports that much of the $500 billion that Trump claims India has committed to buying and investing in the US over 5 years is earmarked for sectors such as aviation, energy, data center equipment, and semiconductors. Civil aviation alone could absorb $80 billion, with orders already placed with Boeing and more in the pipeline. Adrija also writes on Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal's assertion that the reduction in US tariffs will be implemented after Trump issues an executive order following a joint statement by next week. Also read Adria's third story today on how India is working on a trade deal with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Terms of reference have been signed for negotiations for a proposed free trade pact. An IP challenge by the Adani Group in the US has hit a hurdle. Aishwarya Nair reports that the US Patent and Trademark Office has rejected a petition by Mundra Solar, an Adani Group company, seeking to invalidate First Solar's Topcon solar cell technology. AI researcher Anthropic's launch of a legal AI tool has sent shockwaves not only across software service providers, but also across the software as a service industry. Bhavya Dilipkumar writes that this tool is resetting the SaaS industry as a whole, with executives such as Zoho's Sridhar Vembu writing on social media that the sector is ripe for consolidation. And finally, all eyes are on Mint Street tomorrow. The RBI will hold its bi-monthly monetary policy review meeting to decide whether to cut interest rates. A survey of 19 economists by Manish Suvana and Malvika Sundarasan expects the Monetary Policy Committee to keep interest rates steady. The RBI has cut the repo rate by 125 basis points since February last year. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.